Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Doug hates candy wrapper screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. Coming to you from our OG spot, the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, Franklin location in Los Angeles, California! It's Tuesday, October 17, 2017, and I had a great time in Atlanta at the Variety Playhouse, and the premium ep that was recorded there will be available in about a week in the comedy album section of iTunes for $2. Lots of amazing name tags there. What?
Rocky?
You changed the word Rocky to Aaron? Is E-R-I-N even the man spelling of Aaron? Okay. That guy's not used regular communication techniques. Dave Hart instead of Braveheart. Do you see how that works, Aaron? And perhaps one of the few Halloween-themed ones, Patrick or Treat. Yeah. People have mixed feelings about it. Can't win them all. Thank you to everyone who brought name tags, and good luck to each and every one of you. There's plenty for my four guests to choose from. Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies is back here at UCB next Tuesday. Same bat time, same bat room. But in the meantime, I'm going to Raleigh, North Carolina to do a late night stand-up show this Thursday. Bring your name tags. We will play Last Man Standing with audience members. And also bring name tags for sure to Douglas Movies on Saturday at 4:20 at Good Nights. More stand-up shows and podcast tapes can be found at DouglasMovies.com.
That's DouglasMovies.com. Yeah!
I like that you guys are a cagey bunch, because it felt for a second there like you weren't going to do it. Like there was a nice, you know, L.A. still got the dramatic pause down. Or you could just be on the same page as me, and it was a different kind of pause. In the prize bag, we got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, a promotional tool CD, a Star Wars pen. I mean, it just says Star Wars on it. I don't know what else about it is from that place a long time ago, far, far, far away. Some blunt wraps, some raw, whatever that is. Like, it's like a fused hemp wick. That's important. It's, you know, healthier to use a hemp wick. I say, fuck it. Sounds like a character from Willow, and I didn't like that. a tiny peacemaker pipe and a Getting Dug with High mug. And one of these things where you like you take it, it's a little rubber thing, it's also from Peacemaker, and you you roll a joint around it, and it just gives you a nice end to suck on. I know that's probably not the best prize to end on, but I'm very excited about my four guests and the potential guests that they have, the potential gifts. Potential guests. My guests have brought guests. Please give a warm welcome to Kevin Kraft, Kyle Anderson, Natalie Morales, and Ricky Lindholm. All of them are here.
Hi, guys.
I don't know if you guys are like professional audience members, but you're good.
I hired them.
Yeah, they are making seven people sound like 400. Oh, yeah. I'm bad with numbers right now. And
hi, everybody.
Hearing and everything. Yeah, just make sure everybody greets the crowd. I'll introduce you guys individually. And, you know, I'm kind of a feminist, so I'm going to introduce a dude first.
All right.
Because I think that's that's what women want. No, it's because he's our first-time guest. He's the only first-time guest on the show tonight. Let's hear it for Kyle Anderson, everybody.
Hi, Doug.
Host of Up All Afternoon on the EW radio on Sirius XM.
Yes, sir.
I think that's 105 on their dial.
You are good with numbers tonight, aren't you, Doug?
Oh, well, I got that one right. We'll see what happens when I bring the other guy from Sirius on. I don't think I know his number. You know what? I do know your number. We'll see if I know it a few minutes from now. That's the great thing about marijuana, is you're constantly surprised by your own abilities. Lack thereof, or how amazing they are. Could swing either way all the time. Kyle, how do you... You've listened to the program. I've been on your show when you were on with a lady friend.
True.
Did you guys break up?
Yeah, it's a bad breakup.
Was it bad?
No, it was fine.
Okay.
We both got our own shows. We both won.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yeah.
She had, what's hers called?
She's still doing LA Daily.
LA Daily with Julia Cunningham.
Correct, sir.
All right. You got the better title.
I'd like to think so, right?
I'm just going
to
say.
Because I like to think that I'm the Rhonda Shear of Entertainment Weekly Radio. Shit, yeah, Rhonda Shear.
She hosted a thing called Up All Night, and his show is Up All Afternoon.
It kind of
the highest person here actually gets the jokes. But thank you for being here, and
I
would love to come on Up All Afternoon. I hear you have like a guy on every Monday, and all you do is talk about what happened the night before on the Deuce.
That is a thing that happens on my show.
I would
show,
like
yeah.
to be one of those for some show. Let's pick a show, and I'll come in every week and just talk about it.
What show are you watching that you want to recap, Doug?
The Deuce.
Okay, sure.
I want that guy out. I want his job.
That guy's fired. We'll talk about the Deuce.
It's a fun show to recap because I don't think they even know where it's going.
Not at all. I had Method Man on my show today. He has no idea what's happening on that show.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He didn't know what was happening and how high either.
Wait, do you recap any reality shows?
Not really.
No. I feel like the only show I ever want to talk about is The Real Housewives of Orange County right now. When people want to talk to me about these real shows, I just sort of block it out.
I think what you like is some real EW Daily shit.
I probably would.
Yeah. You go on with Julia Cunningham.
Yeah. I think I'm taking your ex's side on this. I'm going to be
on
her show.
That was probably a dividing line between the two of you. Like, she probably does like those reality shows.
Oh, she loves that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you needed your own shows. Yeah. Because I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that stuff's brutal. I liked it for a little while, like when, Flavor Flav was trying to pick between ladies and one of them shit on the floor.
Oh, that was good. Flavor of Love.
Yeah, Flavor of Love. Pardon me for not knowing the name of the
that happened every episode
show?
Oh, that only happened once, but it was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Because she wouldn't own up to it, so everyone was like, mystery shit. Yeah.
The Flavor of Love is doo-doo.
It was weird.
Yeah, you know what the Flavor of Love is.
Oh no!
Did I get you? Was that good?
Yeah. Right.
You're that means tonight, you deserve Natalie. An introduction for that one. Natalie Morales is here, everybody. Morales.
Yeah, that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, I like to lay into it. It's fun. I have a friend of mine, Dustin Ibarra, and he can't roll his R's, and his last name's Ibarra. So it's hilarious.
But that's two R's. Mine has one R, which means you don't roll it.
Just fucking say it.
Just fucking say
it. And then say, we'll be right back. But first, this is Today on NBC.
She's not on that anymore, Doug. It doesn't work.
What does she do now?
She does Access Hollywood now.
Oh, that's not an upgrade for you.
I know.
It's bad enough being mistaken for somebody from the Today Show, but now you're mistaken.
Actually, that's not true. She does do Today every now
Access.
And then. Because I just did Today with her last 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You have like a whole.
We're talking about Natalie Morales
thing,
who goes by the same name as me.
Yeah, but did they just bring her back for the bit?
Maybe no, they didn't. I kept pitching for years. I would pitch that for April Fools. They would just come back from a commercial break, and I'd be at the desk.
And then just do everything like normal.
And they never did it. So now she's not on it anymore, and it's already wasted.
Well, now maybe you could do it like she came back to the show or something. Yeah. I think she's probably missed.
Natasha and I were on the Today Show last year, and the person who interviewed us was Celine Dion. And she had all the wine.
Why would they have Celine Dion interviewing the cast of another period?
Don't know. She definitely had not seen the show. And her big statement about the whole thing was that her photo was not on the card, like on the Today Show card. She wanted a drawing of her on the card. And we were like, can we talk about... Okay, no. All right. She was very drunk.
Damn.
Yeah. It was fun.
I need tape of that.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, I need that.
Me and Natasha are like just smiling. Like, are we going to get to... Oh, the segment's over. Thank you.
All right, Ricky. I'm trying to talk to Natalie.
Okay. Sorry. It
doesn't have to be about you all the time.
Sorry.
Star of Battle of the Sexes.
Well...
All right.
You know.
I thought people would start clapping.
Co-star.
It's been in a limited release. Have you guys seen it, though? I liked it a lot.
Thank you,
Doug Digs It. Yeah.
For going to see it.
I liked it very much.
Thank you, Doug.
Interesting. You know, I lived through it. I was young, so I didn't really know, you know, I didn't really pick a side or anything. But the Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King thing is a really interesting story.
Doug is like the Benjamin Button of comedy. Like, he's like, how were you around when that happened? That's crazy. That was 1973. You remember that? Dang.
Because I am 73. Thank you. Thank you. IMDb takes down our ages, and then you do that.
You outed yourself. I did no such thing.
I did say it. You're right.
It's kind of crazy how when you watch that movie, that like it, you know, it takes place 40 something years ago. I can't do math.
Oh yeah, I wasn't alive. Now that you
mention
it. Thank you.
But now things are all better.
Fake news.
It's so the same.
Yeah.
It's so crazy the way that they. I mean, it's really, really bananas. Billie Jean King, who's obviously one of the best tennis players of all time, met her husband, Larry King, not the same one.
They should do a swap.
Is the caller there?
They met in college, and Larry King had a scholarship to tennis, and Billie Jean King did not, because they did not give scholarships to women at the time. So, for sports, yeah. So, anyway,
it's great. There's so many good things in the movie, like about how like cigarettes came along and actually lifted up women in the world of tennis, because they Virginia Slims promoted the tournament.
Sarah Silverman's in it. She's fantastic.
Yeah, she's good. I like it. Ricky Lindholm is here, everybody.
I guess you already talked to me.
We already talked to you enough. Yeah. We already really are all caught up on what's going on with you. Cool. When does another period come back?
January 23rd. So not for a while. It feels like forever.
Yeah, that is a long-ass time. Yeah. But, you know, they'll be satisfying to finally get it.
I know, right? A year and a half between seasons.
You know, to wait that long for your period is really frustrating.
I know. I've had that moment before.
But just ignore what the doctors say 4 or 5 months later.
You're like, yes.
got my period a long time, but it's going to be cool when it does come back. How many episodes? Like 20?
11.
Oh, that's an interesting number.
Well, we've had 11 the last season, too, because we just kind of filmed too much stuff. And it was supposed to be 10. And then we're like, we have more material.
What? So you could just like just have one thing flow into another? Or do you like do a two-parter?
Two-parter.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Sneaky. And then we sort of like fill it in with a lot of, you know, hip-hop music and cutaways. Because it's not quite enough. You know, we needed like 42 minutes and we had like 38. So we're like, flashbacks. Montage.
Oh, hip-hop. Montage. Yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Long bumpers. Yeah.
Because you could do a montage that makes fun of montages, but it's straight up a montage.
It's a montage. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Kate and I wrote a montage song, but it didn't make it in there. Oh. Yeah, can you believe it? Fuck.
Has Kate been on camera on it?
Yes. She's been on it like maybe 5 times.
Oh, okay.
There's an episode where I stab her character in the eye with a piece of glass. We get in a fight and I break a wine glass and I impale her through the eye. And then the rest of the time she has an eye patch. And when she lifts it up, it's like a glass eye that she brought herself unprompted. She's like, I have an idea. And she got it made. It was like a milky eye. Yeah, she has a milky eye in the show that she went and got made.
Milky eye.
Yeah.
Such a great term.
It's so good. It's
like an indie band.
Yeah. It feels like a sex thing too, right?
Yeah.
A milky eye.
I'm gonna give you a milky eye.
Yeah. It probably is.
This is such a great festival. Do you guys want to go see Milky Eye on the Bigfoot stage? And also here joining us is returning champion Kevin Kraft, everybody.
Thank you. Hello, friends. Thank you for having me back, Doug.
From Jason Ellis on Faction Talk, Sirius 103.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
You remembered the numbers.
And also, the last time you were on the show, you know, it was especially sweet because you took down Sam Levine.
Yeah, I was not expecting that.
Who now can never appear on the show again.
I have banished him.
As long as you're alive.
Fuck. Don't say that. He's going to wake up like under my bed and kill me in my sleep.
Yeah, no, he's got a lot of fans, so you don't want to be the guy who just got him booted from the show. But somebody's got to take the fall. But no, he'll be back, and you know, I'd like to get you guys in a rematch, to be honest with you. But in the meantime, you're taking on these three. How do you think? How do you feel today? I feel like it's a strong panel.
Yeah, this is going to be tough. I know Kyle sees a lot of movies.
I bet that's true.
Yeah. We run into each other a lot at the halls at work.
Like literally, because they're very narrow halls.
Yes. Yeah.
I see medium amount of movies, so you're going to do okay on this part.
But you're in movies, you have a leg up on us.
I'm in movie.
Let's see, do you recognize this tagline? It was the battle of the sexes. Battle of the sexes.
Is that the tagline?
No, but might as well be.
Could be.
You know, I mean, the title is the tagline.
Yeah.
It just lays it out in fancy words. I used to always watch Battle of the Network Stars. I think that was around the same time.
Is that back now?
Back, and it's.
It is.
Did you watch that one? It had like Ronda Rousey or something.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey had to coach one of the teams. No, she was a coach.
Oh, I see.
Each team had a coach. They had one team had her, and the other team had Hector Elizondo.
Oh no! For a physical type of challenge.
I couldn't think of who they had, so I just.
I
threw
you.
Hector under the bus.
Didn't he
die? You imagine Ronda Rousey versus...
I think he did die.
So rest in peace, and be glad you don't have to be the coach of Network of the Stars.
Yeah.
Wait, did they just do like physical challenges?
Did he die because Kerry Marshall died and his career is done? Did they go one after the other like an old couple?
You think there's some sort of pact involved?
I think Hector died before that.
Oh, he died before Gary. That's why Gary was like, well, if he can't be in every one of my movies,
fuck it.
What's the point of living?
Yeah.
All right.
Hot take on death, Doug.
Yeah. I got a question for each and every one of you. I'm going to start with Kevin because he's used to it. He just had this question a few days ago. What was the last movie you saw?
I saw Blade Runner 2049.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's people that love it. I think they're robots.
I might be a robot as well.
You
I loved
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some people just fucking go for the ride, and other people are like, eh, eh.
Yeah, my girlfriend wanted to claw her own eyes out.
Oh my God,
it.
And you enjoyed it while she was squirming the whole time?
We take turns sitting through shit the other person doesn't like. It was her turn.
That is a long sit if she wasn't liking it. Holy shit, you're going to have to find some long ass, maybe watch the Traveling Pants movies back to back.
And that movie's longer than all the Katherine Heigl movies put together, right?
I think you're right.
It's crazy.
I mean, I get why people didn't like it. There were definitely slow parts, but I was hooked in the whole 2049 minutes.
They could have called
minutes.
It Blade Runner, slow parts. But, all right. Yeah, I'm happy for people that enjoyed it. I really am.
You know? I mean, that's a bummer to sit through all that.
It was rough for
payoff.
Me. I was like, yeah, I was like, what is this all? Why? Why is this happening? They did a good job of sort of recreating the Blade Runner vibe, but it's like with nothing, you know, no fucking Roy Batty.
And there was no Doug you know, Benson.
You really cared about what happened to him.
Was Doug Benson in the original Blade Runner?
He was.
Wait. It's true.
Was
That's
he a
not
replicant?
Why I didn't like this one. I'm in this one too. There's just a lot of sleet. So you can't see me.
You were hiding behind the sleet.
It's like they made it. They like had like a bleaker meter and just turned it up like 10 notches. And so it's just that much bleaker, but nothing else changes in the world of Blade Runner. Or I guess there's replicants that are more human. Have I said too much?
You're
applaud
there.
Applaud
You're
if you
there.
Haven't seen it. Don't!
Wow. I liked it too.
Bold stance.
Yeah, people love it. Kyle?
I loved it. I thought it was great.
Was that the last movie you saw?
No, last movie I saw was a film that's coming out this Friday called The Snowman with Michael Fassbender.
He's in that?
Yeah, he's hunting serial okay. killers in Oslo.
The snowman is a euphemism for a large dick.
They don't have him on the billboards. That's a mistake. Yeah, they don't, do they?
No, it's a drawing of a snowman
it's just
and a snowman. Creepy note.
Because they assume what? You love winter.
The note says like something like you could have saved him. I dear police, I gave you all the clues. You could have saved him.
With
love
no the snowman.
Yeah, no, and it's also written in like a child scrawl.
Yeah.
So like, why is a child being
because
all
he has
like,
twigs
I got some clues
for,
you.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's harder for him to. He just has to write in block letters.
It's difficult.
All right.
Can't really hold a pen.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Not really.
Yeah. First of all, I don't think it's your thing, right? You're not into that genre to begin with.
I like murder as much as the next guy.
But like, isn't it a kind of like he's walking around with a flashlight for a couple minutes, and then a cat runs across the room.
Is that a genre?
And then somebody throws a snowball through a window, and he's like, "Is that the snowman?"
No.
Then there's a kid with his tongue stuck to a pole. Isn't it like Christmas Story, but
it's
with
just like Christmas
people
story.
Dying?
Yeah, except they decapitate the mom. That's the only difference.
That'd be an amazing pitch. Okay, it's exactly the Christmas Story. Mom, no head.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That would fix that movie.
That's the big difference.
I mean, people love that movie, too. Who loves Christmas Story?
I do.
Yeah. Bunch of fucking leg lamps.
That's a good insult, right?
Right? It's like
that sounds harsh.
Like calling them muggles. Natalie, what was the last movie you saw? Was it Blade Runner 2049?
Interestingly enough, it was a rewatch of Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. And you just, oh, the muggles!
That was a perfect segue.
You just said number muggles, two? Which was really great. Yeah, that's number two.
Why that one? Why start at number two on a
I
rewatch?
I didn't start at number two. You asked me what the last one I watched was.
So you started rewatching it all?
Yeah.
Is that first one, it's rough for me because they're just too young.
They are. I know. I agree. I feel like, oh man, I'm going to dork out. I feel like five gets real good. And then like, I think it's five from what I remember that like should have been nominated for an Oscar. Like it's so good. It's such a well-made movie and I prefer those. But
you sure it's not three?
I wanted to start Prisoner of Azkaban. No.
Yeah,
although Gary Oldman is in it.
My favorite.
But Oh, with the Death Eaters at the beginning? You guys, it's so good.
I like
good.
The part where they throw a rock at their own head.
It's very good. My mom...
It's got a nice time loop in it.
Yeah.
But I liked it all once they got a little older. And yeah. Also, number two has too much Dobby.
No, Dobby's so great.
Way too much Dobby.
No, Dobby's the
Dobby
best.
Redeems himself later when he comes back and is the saddest thing that happens in any...
No, don't ruin it. Maybe some
ruin
people
it for who?
Maybe people haven't seen it.
What kind of asshole?
She hasn't seen it.
I'm in the middle of reading book four.
Okay, don't ruin it
Wait,
for Ricky.
So you've decided that you're going to read all the books and then watch all the movies?
Yeah, well, post-election, I stopped being able to take in anything that was... Real hard in any way. So I only watch Real Housewives and read Harry Potter. I just like make things light for myself.
I think it's good. By the way, it does get dark, but in the best way.
In a way I can handle.
Yes, it's wonderful.
I can handle that. Like I can't rewatch The Wire right now.
No. Like no.
Oh, this is heavier than I remember.
Yeah.
I'm rewatching it because my mom for Christmas wants to take me in Orlando to, as she calls it, the new Harry Pottery land. So I thought it would be good.
Yeah, it is far from new.
Well, I haven't been there. And
yeah, right.
She also
it's
doesn't know when
you.
Things are new. So, yeah.
And she thinks it's pottery, which is awesome.
Hattery pottery.
They keep
Hattery
it. Pottery. They yeah. added, there's two parts to it. You have to pay to go to two different parks to see all of it.
Apparently, you can take that train, which I'm very
yeah,
excited about.
The train is neat because it moves like a block. And then you're in the next land.
I'm thrilled.
I enjoyed it. Ricky, do you have an answer?
The last movie I saw, okay, this is going to be on theme with what I'm talking about. It was Over the Top. The Sylvester Stallone arm wrestling movie.
Yes.
I rewatched that.
You were just like, I don't like real life. I'm going to watch an arm wrestling movie.
Yeah, I've been disassociating. And so I watched Over the Top on my iPad on my couch and drank wine. And I was like, it's going to be fine. No one's going to nuke us. We're good. I can still write. yeah. So you watch him, you know, Sylvester Stallone's got the monster truck and then he gets offered the truck and he's like, no, I'm still going to arm wrestle. It's very brave.
I never finished that movie. The last time I saw that movie was during a Benson interruption. I was in the audience.
And you ran out?
Reggie Watts gave me an edible.
Oh!
That's a good way to watch Over the Top.
I sat at the back of the Cine Family, slowly sinking into my chair, wondering what the fuck was going on.
You can't do a Reggie
Watts
edible.
And I had to leave. No. I became the chair. And then I could only concentrate on how much sweat was in that movie. And I didn't ever finish it.
It's a lot of sweat.
I never finished it. Was it good?
Super it's really sweaty. Good. I watched Teen Wolf also recently, and there's so much sweat in that movie. I was a little high. There's so much sweat during the basketball games. It's you just laugh to yourself if you're me. It's just dripping.
We should
dripping.
Watch movies together.
They probably
I think we should. Yeah, it'd be fun.
They probably did do is you know shoot those scenes all day, so they're just constantly running around. So they all got so extra sweaty.
Yeah.
I was in Teen Wolf too.
You were? What did you play?
The MTV show. One.
In the boxing one, the Jason Bateman one. That's on my cue.
Yeah, that's part
Obviously.
Two.
Yeah.
I'm in one with Michael J. Fox.
Did you're you saying play I'm in Teen Wolf also.
Wait, what
Are
were you
the guy
you
in the bleachers who has his nutsack hanging out?
No, I don't have...
Wait, what were you? I just saw
I am
what
in the bleachers,
you?
Though. I'm in the bleachers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Near nutsack guy?
I don't recall nutsack guy.
I wish you were nutsack guy.
But
were you also a replicant in Teen Wolf?
Atmosphere people are weird sometimes. You just want to get noticed.
Yeah, that guy had a good gimmick.
Yeah. All right. We started late, so I have no idea how we're doing on time. So I'll ask you real quickly, just because it's Ragnaroktober. People want good horror movie recommendations. Can you recommend another? Do you remember what you recommended last time, Kevin?
Yeah, last week I recommended High Tension.
Okay. That guy agrees.
Yeah. That guy knows what's up.
Lonely yeah. clap. The realization that he was alone in that.
And what about... what have you seen? I mean, what? You got another one?
As a matter
like
of fact,
the Chris Farley interview style.
The Crazies, the 2010 remake Timothy Olyphant.
That thing is fucking nuts, right?
It's pretty creepy.
Yeah, I don't know if I can handle that one.
And it kind of flew under the radar. I don't feel like it got the respect it deserves, but it is a solid horror movie.
Like, something about crazy people. That might be my number one fear in just modern day life, is how crazy people are.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy people in the Crazies.
You know, crazy people used to mean Dudley Moore and Daryl Hannah. And the Crazies is just like,
yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Like fucking It without the clown makeup. All right. Kyle, do you have a scary movie?
I love a horror movie called Deathgasm. Are you familiar with? That's a real title
of
a movie.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it's called. I believe it's from Australia.
Yeah.
And it's all about a
Australian in the house.
It's all about a teenage metal band who discover a song that is when they play it unleashes a demon. And then they have to fight said demon. It's fucking awesome.
By having an orgasm?
The band is called Deathgasm. Because what's more metal than
Deathgasm? That's so metal.
Oh, it's pretty metal.
Down. Yeah. This sounds awesome.
And also beautiful.
Super dope. Yeah.
Like, it's a beautiful thought.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a real sort of,
who wouldn't want to die like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like at the peak of an orgasm. It sounds great.
It does, actually.
Anyway, just my opinion.
She's not wrong.
Yeah.
Well, now we all have something to strive for.
It would horrify the other person. Hopefully you're just masturbating. traumatic for
you
whoever
guys,
else.
When you fuck somebody to death, it is not, it's not a victimless crime. Because you'll feel bad about it for the rest of your life. The dead person won't know shit, but you are not going to be happy. Natalie, a scary movie wreck?
What's happening with your nose right there?
I'm just...
are you just resting?
The
just
microphone's keeping me from falling over.
Sometimes you got to set your nose on
top. Sometimes I think about the next person who uses this mic, and I'm like, they're going to want to smell my skin.
Yeah. I have a quick question for you guys. My first language was Spanish, and I feel like I can't say... Oh, boy. I can't say the genre name without just saying horror. Like, I try to say horror. How do people say it so it sounds like horror?
Horror?
Horror.
It's not horror.
Like that casino.
It's a horror movie.
Horror. It's like saying Rory.
Miguel,
like, no one
horror.
Can actually do it. Okay, so I'm not alone. No one can do it.
Horror.
I'm not a fan of horror movies.
It's like that. Word macabre. Like,
I could say
no
that
one
all
wants
day.
To say it.
It's macabre.
Macabre.
I can say that
well,
one.
Well, you're one of the lame miserables.
I'm not a fan of horror movies. Although I did just watch Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe it's my October movie.
I'm so angry at this crowd for that reaction.
Come on.
What are you going against Hocus Pocus, Doug?
Hocus Pocus is great.
Do you not love Bette Midler?
Bette Midler's the best.
It's like Practical Magic with one more.
No. That's how they pitched it.
Super
sold. Yeah, super hot. Sarah Jessica Parker, she's
with
so
one
hot
more
in that
movie.
Kathy and Jimmy only talks out of the side of her mouth the whole time.
Also super hot, right?
She's like a witch who had a stroke in the movie. Like, she made that choice.
Hey,
and sticks with
on?
It. It's
hey,
so
I'm
great.
A witch. What are you up to? Hey. Pocus my ass. Ricky, what do you got for us? Scary movie.
My favorite scary movie as of late is It Follows.
Right.
It's so good. It's so good, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
That was a sequel to It for a second, and I was like, has that come out?
Then I realized
I have a really advanced copy, you guys. You'll see it in 2 years. No, It Follows is so good. It's kind of you like get an STD, and then people start following you around. Kind of, someone fucks you, and then people start appearing everywhere and following you. That's the plot, right?
Yeah.
Demon
it's
STD.
Like Tag. Yes. It's like Tag, you're it, but with an STD.
Yeah.
And a monster. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like all like, it's like, but it's low budge, so it's all, a lot of it's in your head. It's a lot of the psychological
games. It's a
good
movie. It's so good.
Yeah, people like it. Mm-hmm. The sequel to It is called It 2. Mm-hmm. Still clowning. Here's the part of the show where Bert turns it off because I'm about to say, let the games begin! We got a lot of name tags. Well, not a lot of name tags, but enough name tags.
Oh my gosh.
Plenty of name tags. Oh so, ladies and gentlemen, pick who you'd like to play for. Go grab a name tag from
right.
from the hands of
oh my God.
Ricky
Is
goes
that your
in fast
license?
And hot. And while the rest of my guests figure out who they want to play for, we'll go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, no ads this ep. I just wanted to remind you that you can purchase for $2 at DougLovesMovies.com or eventually on iTunes in the comedy album section, the Doug Loves Movies from the Variety Playhouse in Atlanta, Georgia, with Kari Payton, Ross Marquand, Arden Mirren, Jason Ritter, Dustin Ibarra, and Kevin Pollak. It was a huge, fun show, and I hope you check it out. But speaking of fun shows, let's get back to this one. Enjoy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're back. Who are you playing for, Ricky?
I am playing for, I think it's a plan, this is 40. This is Justin.
Yeah,
it's
you got
it. It's not that clever, but there's cookies on the poster.
Yeah, they attached some Chips Ahoy.
Yeah.
That is enticing.
Yes.
So you enjoy those.
Are they empty or are they full?
Oh, I'm assuming
can we
full.
Break those? Oh,
yes, we can.
That'd be such a good trick.
That's our prize.
Were, wow. That's what I'm saying, yeah. That's what
sweet.
He put those on there to get you to pick it, and it worked.
Every time.
Did you know that this was a pun for Chips Ahoy?
Oh my God, I finally get it.
I blew all your minds. I just realized, by the way, that Diagon Alley is just diagonally.
Diagonally, that's right.
What's Diagon Alley?
It's from Harry Potter. Have you not gotten there where they shop for the...
I don't
if you're in
so.
Book three.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait. Where they go to get the... Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't pay that much. I'm a little checked out these
it's
days.
It's all right.
I listen to it. I don't read it. It's true.
Wait, who reads it? Yeah.
Oh, it's a great... Some British dude. Oh. It's an audiobook.
Yeah.
No.
Just but
Harry
some great
Potter.
British actor, right?
Yeah. He's very... Harry Potter. Blah, blah, blah. It's good.
That's just how he sounds when he's being Snape.
Yeah.
Mr. Potter.
Yeah.
Mr.
Yeah.
Potter.
Rest in peace.
Oh, Alan Rickman.
R.I.P. Mm.
All right, you guys. Let's figure out who Natalie's playing for.
I think I'm realizing now that this is not a great poster. Only, not to insult you, only because I thought it was L.E., but I think his name is Eli, which is not the same.
The poster is to help with the pronunciation.
Oh, is it pronounced Ellie?
Yes.
Your name
nice.
Is Ellie?
It's all been reversed. Great poster.
It's like Wally, twins. But Ellie.
And there's a little dog in it.
I love
it. It's very good.
Yeah, good
now
job.
I think it's good. I don't know why you have like those things that football players put under their eye. What are those called?
Oh, I thought that was a cinnamon roll.
It's eye black?
That's a dog?
It's his dog, yeah. Eye black. Sure. It's cool.
All right.
Ellie. I'm playing for Ellie.
Kyle?
Well, because it's Shocktober, and so I'm playing for Pete Cemetery. All right, that's good.
I like it.
I like that. It's dark.
Kevin?
I'm playing for Elefanti Man. Elefanti.
Who's someone's name Fonty? Auntie? His name's nice. Auntie.
Yeah. I had a whiskey with that dude next door before the show. So I was like, ah, fuck it, I'll play for you, dude. It pays to show up a little bit early and have drinks at Franklin & Co. Because you never know who you're going to sit with.
Yeah, you might meet your auntie.
Those are not good.
Oh, shit. Okay, so...
No, these are old cookies.
We also got to figure out... Oh, no. You shit. Brought some fucking dog-ass cookies?
Uh-huh. You got some shits Ahoy.
Chips Ahoy. Yeah, I think they might be expired.
Oh, man.
Did you bring us expired food? They're from what?
That crafty as shit.
Oh, yeah. Not so good.
Yeah, they're just sitting on the craft service table. They weren't a popular item.
Expired 25th of March, 2012. No, I'm just kidding. It says 18. Oh, okay. But they're still real bad.
Change nothing.
Oh, now I kind of want one. I had a pumpkin
Your
cookie.
Mouth will be so much drier.
I had a cookie to taste. Yeah, forget it. Hey, do you want a disc of dust in your mouth? All right, so... what do you guys bring for the prize bag? Well, start with Ricky.
Oh, okay. So I brought two autographed Garfunkel & Oates CDs from me and Makooch.
Woohoo!
And then this is the bag that they gave us as our prize gift on the last ever episode of At Midnight.
Oh.
So you only got this if you were on the show on that night. So someone gets to have it.
It's so lovely. And yeah, we're going to be able to consolidate nicely with that.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Get everything in this big bag.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie?
All right, guys. I got some swag for you.
I have two pillowcases from the show Crashing.
Ooh. Whoa!
That Doug Benson was on briefly, right?
I'm in the next season.
You're in the next season?
Yeah, yeah.
How exciting.
I'm so
there
excited.
There are two pillowcases. One is white, one is black.
Whoa.
You could be a real comedy nerd when you have girls come over. Or guys.
girls aren't putting that
on
their bed.
That's one.
And yeah, but you also have
you
to
don't
say
know.
It. You have to say it like Pete Holmes. Crashing!
Is that how he says it?
Gotta really lay into it. Or TJ Miller.
Crashing!
But. Crashing!
All right, and the second thing is from a dearly departed show that I was a part of called The Grinder.
Woo! Oh, people love that show.
And it is a Stutz and Grinder Patagonia vest.
Oh, that is nice.
Yes. It's a good swag because it's an inside joke and not the name of the show. Not that this isn't good swag. I'm just saying this is what the kind of swag I prefer is when it's just an inside joke from the show and not the name of the show. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you could like stroll around in the airport and only those in the know are like
hey, I see what you're doing there. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's your prize, guys.
Wow. I don't know why you wouldn't keep all of that.
The crashing.
I struggled with it, but your audience is important to me, and I wanted them to have good prizes.
Yeah, you stepped up.
Yeah.
Check out what this slouch Kyle brought.
Yeah, I didn't give a shit about the audience. we have a promotional Entertainment Weekly Comic-Con t-shirt that has Wonder Woman. Thanks, one person. Wonder Woman and Batgirl and Supergirl, really pixelated for some reason. Got a couple of Blu-rays from my friends at Shout Factory, including the Zack Snyder Dawn of the Dead. That's not a shitty movie.
No,
not at all.
But the piece de resistance here is this is, oh. I'm sure nobody has this. This is the debut novel, Talon of God, written by Wesley Snipes.
True question. Did he write that in prison?
Well, it's Wesley Snipes and Ray Norman, whoever that is. And
Sell
I'm
me?
Sure that dude did most of it.
His name is smaller on the cover.
I have a question. Can I play to win? Because I want that.
You want the Talon of God? As Kevin knows, we have dozens of these.
Cool.
At the
Will you ship me one?
Swing by.
Great.
No problem.
I can give you like 12 of those.
I only want one. An audiobook, hopefully read by Wesley Snipes.
Oh, see, then I would listen. Talon of God.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm going to sign it.
All right.
I thought you were going to read from the first chapter.
I know,
that would be nice.
No, you can't start reading because you won't stop. It's that compelling.
I'll Also, that implies that God is what, like a bird that has like it's gonna like pick up people with its talons.
Yeah, God's a hawk. Have you not known that?
I did not know.
Well, Wesley Snipes is here to tell you.
Yep, I signed it. I'm free.
Oh.
So what do you have, Kevin?
I brought a bunch of shit.
You brought a whole bag of shit.
I'll blow through it quickly. For Halloween, got a From Dusk Till Dawn Japanese program. Ooh. That I got from seeing it at the New Beverly. The new Black Dahlia Murder CD, Nightbringers. A little death metal to get people in the mood for Halloween. Got a Beetlejuice handbook for the recently deceased.
Nice.
It's a mini version. A Puminati Poo World Order sticker from a podcast. A Funko Pop of a gentleman named Reaper.
What's he from?
I don't know. A video game, I think. And then I got a Wolf Knife shirt here from Jason Ellis. And some Red Dragon stuff. Got a beer pong kit, stickers, shot glass patches.
Wow. Not bad.
Yeah.
This is a big grab bag, you guys.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, I feel I don't really bring much name value to the program, so I try to overcompensate.
Don't get down on
with tchotchkes.
This is an amazing couple of bags that if the winner tonight misplaces, they'll be fine. So
hey, this Patagonia vest is very useful.
It's super nice. Why don't you wear that?
When are we going to wear this, Doug?
California?
Like, I took out the bin of work stuff that this was in, and I was like, will I ever wear this?
Wait, why do you still have it? I thought it was in the bag.
It is in the bag.
Pass it over here.
All right. Anyway.
I thought I had it already, and you just whipped it out. It was very magical. Oh, you brought a nice bag. That's pretty. Purple.
Mm-hmm. Only the best for this crowd.
All right, so you got a 3-bag at home tonight if you're the winner. So good luck to everyone. And we're running a little behind, so I'm glad we finally got to this because I can't imagine. I feel bad making him wait all this time. Let's do some lines with Mark. Oh.
What's up, LA?
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
How you guys doing? You doing good? Fucking A, you are. What's up, Doug?
Oh, you know, it's good to have you back. It's been a little bit.
Fucking A. What's up, Natalie? How are you? Ricky? Normal people? What's up, Doug?
Are you excited about, you got a movie coming out?
Fucking A, dude. November 10th.
All the money in the
Daddy's
world.
Daddy's Home too.
Oh yeah, that one too.
Fuck,
you got two movies coming out. You got a comedy and a drama.
Yeah,
you're like the both of the faces of acting.
I'm like a goddamn fucking movie star is what I fucking am too.
Yeah, versatile.
But right now I'm just a dude who want to get out of the fucking house tonight. It's pumpkin carver night and Donnie's trying to do all the NKTOB motherfuckers.
Donnie, he's trying to make pumpkins of all the new kids.
He's trying to carve them out. He's halfway through his own fucking face and I'm like, I can't take this, and they stormed out.
Well, I'm glad we gave you somewhere to go to get away from that madness.
I can go anywhere, dude. Mark fucking Wahlberg.
Well, okay. Well, I'm glad you chose us. So you're going to say a quote from a movie, famous movie, not necessarily a movie that stars Mark Wahlberg. We went through all of those.
Yeah, but we can always go back because they're fucking classics.
That's
Ricky,
true.
Yes. Well,
you ever had a douchebag call you R.L. Fine?
No. What's that?
You don't like the Goosebumps, dude. R.L. Stein, but they're like a douche. You're like, what's up? You look like R.L. Fine.
Not yet. Not till now. Thanks, Mark.
Tell me if they do, I'll punch that motherfucker.
Okay. Got it.
Wait, you come up with pickup lines that would offend you if you heard them?
Yeah. Or if you were dating like an over-possessive dude and on Valentine's Day he called you R.L. Mine.
Oh, yeah. It'd
I'll
be over.
I'll fucking punch that dude too.
I'll let you know.
You want to do some lines?
Yeah, I don't want to do any more R.L. jokes.
I can go all day,
Mark,
dude.
Okay, sorry. Mark is going to he's going to say a line from a movie and just guess as often as you like until somebody gets it right and they win this game.
Do we just shout?
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta have a microphone.
I mean,
just tell it to your microphone.
Do I raise my hand?
You just fucking
just
yell it out, girl.
Just say it, like, as soon as you know it.
All right, Mark.
Like, I'm going to pre-guess. Elf.
Dude, it was Elf.
Oh, shit.
It wasn't fucking Elf, bro. All right, here we go. Ready? That was fucking straight up good acting right there. You fucking believe that shit.
I did. I don't know why you don't have an Oscar yet.
Don't you fucking do that to me. You want to know a secret? Donnie thinks I have three. And every day I'm like, you can't see him, Donnie. You're not important enough. All right, here we go. Ready? Look good. Feel good. You look good. You feel good.
He says this first, and then now the line.
Got it. Okay.
You already cut me too deep. I'm dying, man. You already cut me too deep. I'm dying here, man.
Scream.
It is fucking
yeah,
Scream.
It's wow. Fucking
Scream. Wow. Impressive.
Yeah.
Is it
yeah.
I'm dying, man, or I'm dying here, man?
I'm dying
Which
here,
one's
man.
Right?
It's I'm dying here, man.
Okay.
Well,
you,
for that, I was
you got
talk
into
about
it the first
fish.
Time.
Yeah. This, well, you got to fucking go into it a little bit.
I right. almost said Romeo and Juliet till you said man. I thought it was that Mercutio line.
Oh, yeah, but it was but a prick.
Yeah.
Twas but a prick.
No, the one where it's like, twill serve. Is that the same one?
Yeah, same fucking one.
Oh, Tubal right. Thanks,
Tubal Mark. Fucking takes him out.
Yeah, that's it.
I know my shit, though.
Got it.
All right, I'm going to go break down these pumpkins.
All right, thank you, Mark Wahlberg, everybody.
That was spectacular.
Wow, so great. The star of his caliber comes by to do that.
You know a lot of famous people, Doug.
Yeah, it's going all right. All right, so I think we're all right time-wise. I always get so confused when we start late, and I don't want to hold up the next show. So let's play a game that's going to determine our winner tonight, and it's called Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau Game.
Oh.
Everybody loves it. They don't know to tell their hands to clap about it. But in their heads they love it. Some of them tell their hands to clap when it's way too late. Oh my God, I was at a thing last night that Ricky almost went to, but then she didn't. And
I did?
Yeah, there was a loud laugher, clapper guy that was really annoying. And then way before it was over, he got up and left. I was just like, what kind of miracle?
Yeah, and if he was that into it, was like, he just trying to get all out, like all those reactions in
maybe,
the first half so that
yeah,
he could go?
I'll just laugh way too hard at everything in case something funny happens after I leave. It was really weird.
He gave all he had to give and then he was gone.
It was unsettling.
Was it good?
Yeah. Mm. It was, I might as well say what it was now. It was Edgar Wright showed clips from movies that use music in a way that inspired him to do the kinds of movies that he does today. And talked about all the clips. And
I wish I could have seen that.
You know, 2001, Goodfellas, all the Usual Suspects.
Any musicals or no?
And the Usual Suspects?
Yes. a Busby Berkeley musical called Dames.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really weird clip he showed from that. A lot of Ruby Keeler face. Like all the dancers had to carry big Ruby Keeler faces.
Oh, yeah. It's on that staircase and they move the masks. And oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, Ricky.
Oh, I know.
We both love musicals.
I know. Damn.
The rest of the panel, not so much.
Yeah, I have no idea
what
you're talking
about. We can do a podcast about it.
Oh.
Doug loves musicals?
Mm-hmm. You're lucky I didn't make you play that game. I'm going to name... Kyle gets to go first in the first round since he won that last thing. And then we'll go to Natalie, Ricky, and Kevin. And I'm going to name an actor and actress. And each of you gets a chance to weigh in and guess what movie might be in their top three grossing pictures of their careers according to Box Office Mojo. After being adjusted for inflation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
always gets a laugh when I... Is it just because I get through the whole thing without fucking it up too bad?
I think they find the word inflation funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
Unnecessary.
It's because it stopped. There's no more inflation. I heard the president told me that today. Economy's perfect. Everyone's doing great. All right. Kyle, starting off with a tough one, I'm afraid.
Uh-oh.
And you get 3 points if you get the number one movie, and 2 points for two, and 1 point for three, and no points for anything after that.
Okay.
Kyle, the films of Selena Gomez.
What a great oeuvre she has.
Yeah, not too many to choose from.
Yeah, there's four of us.
Yeah, she's got more than four movies.
Oh, do we all have to pick a Selena Gomez movie?
You'll have to pick a different one, but in order.
Fuck.
Or you could pass. Starting with Kyle, what do you think? Selena Gomez has enough movies to have a top three.
Shit.
How can you go back to EW Radio?
I mean, I know. Without naming
with
a
any
Selena
kind
Gomez
of pride,
film,
yeah, without naming one, there was that one where she was like,
"Oh, that one sucked."
Well, there's that one. Fuck me. I love this.
If all four of you don't know it, I probably will give you all points.
I'm gonna say, I can't even imagine this movie made very much money, but it's the only one that I can think of at the moment. I'm gonna say Spring Breakers.
That's the only one I know.
That's the one that pops into everybody's brain.
Yeah,
certainly very memorable.
Hmm.
Natalie, do you have one?
Fuck, that was the one I had.
That's the one. All right, Ricky.
I'm gonna need a mom.
I'm gonna maybe guess she was in one of those Gary Marshall movies.
Oh.
Right? There's every star in those.
I wish that's what they were called. One of those Gary Marshalls.
That's what he called them.
I'm going to say she was in Mother's Day.
Okay.
And that was her highest grossing film.
Okay. Might be up there.
Was she?
It could happen.
And this could be a resounding no. But was she in like Spy Kids?
Probably.
We've got to have the exact title.
Kid? Spy Kids.
Kevin?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure.
I think she was in Hotel Transylvania.
Fuck.
Okay. All right.
That animated thing.
So that's
with
your final
Adam
guess?
Sandler. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Coming in at number one, Dr. Seuss's Horton Hears a Who.
Mm. All right.
Number two, Hotel Transylvania.
Hey. Oh.
Two.
Oh. You got robbed.
Fuck me.
Twist.
Number three, Spy Kids 3D. Game over.
Oh!
You're so close.
So she owned. Oh, I didn't say 3D game over.
Yeah, that's a those longer titles with the colons and shit, they're tough.
So she was not in Mother's Day.
You know what? It's not in her top three, I'll tell you that much. But I saw Mother's Day, and I don't recall seeing her.
I'm surprised Hotel Transylvania 2 made more money than Hotel Transylvania.
She's in both?
I would imagine so.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Next round.
We'll
start with you this time, Natalie, and then we go to Ricky and Kevin and Kyle. Top three for the great, the lovable Mr. Andy Samberg.
Ooh, shit. Can I think out loud without saying an answer?
I can't answer that for you.
I mean, will you take the first thing I say as my answer if I don't
no,
say final answer?
No, you can walk through it.
I don't think pop star made that much money.
But I don't think you want to give away
star.
To other
oh,
people
right, fuck,
potential
shit.
Answers.
Damn it. I guess I have to say fucking pop star now.
What's that full title?
Oh, no. Pop star, never stop, never stopping. Thank you. It's pop star, never stop, never stopping.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Yes.
Ricky?
Do I have to go right now? Because I can't think of it. I know he was in a movie with Adam Sandler. I feel like it was called...
Oh,
like,
yeah, that one.
Dad something. Daddy?
Shh.
Oh.
Oh, that was the Mark Wahlberg. Oh no!
Oh, Daddy's Home.
Oh, I don't know what that was.
I'm gonna guess another thing he did a cameo in that he might may or may not have been in. What's a successful comedy movie of the last year? He was probably in it.
Oh yeah, I bet you he's in Zoolander too.
Well, no, because that didn't make that much money either, did it?
You also know that I know the answers, right?
God damn it! Okay, what's a movie that came out last year? What's a comedy? I don't think he was in the Mom Bad Moms. That's the only comedy I can think of in the last year. I'm not kidding.
Let's go with Bad Moms.
Okay, Bad Moms.
Okay.
I know he wasn't in it, but I'm going to go with
Kevin?
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Oh, Jesus. That's interesting.
The animated shit, man.
Kevin with the animated Kyle. Movies.
Don't judge me. I haven't seen a lot of them.
I know that it wasn't that successful, but I know that all those Adam Sandler movies make money. So I'm going to say That's My Boy.
Ah, that was it.
That's what everybody was thinking of. Yeah. That's My Boy. All right. Coming in at number three in Andy Steinberg's top three, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
No way Popstar made one.
I'm just waiting for the two.
Coming in at number two, Hotel Transylvania. And then,
God fucking.
And then coming in at number one,
Hotel Transylvania 2.
Yes! All right, now no more audience trying to help because this is going to get intense. Yeah.
Well, they did give me the wrong answer, to be fair.
Yeah, so we'll start with Ricky.
Okay.
Yeah, Ricky. Give us something that's in the top three of David Spade.
Oh, probably Tommy Boy.
Okay, Kevin.
Is he not in that?
Yeah, he's in it. Kevin? Oh.
You just made a face like he wasn't in it. Okay.
I didn't make a face.
Oh, now I know
it's
what it is.
It's just my face.
God damn it. Sorry, go ahead.
Is it perhaps Hotel Transylvania 2?
Did you say David Spade? Damn, yeah. I didn't catch on. I just worked to lose.
I mean, damn. At this point, and do I have any choice but to go with Hotel Transylvania? Prime?
I don't know. You got options.
Do I?
Natalie?
Real quick, is this top grossing of all time or just like...
Yeah, after okay. adjusted for inflation.
I'm going to say Joe Dirt.
Okay.
Is he in that?
They made a Joe Dirt too.
Yeah, he's the titular Joe Dirt.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm doubting myself here.
Yeah, it spawned a sequel straight to Crackle.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, coming in at number three. I love David Spade, by the way. I love all these people. Number three is Hotel Transylvania 2.
Oh!
So that's a point for Kevin. And then the number two David Spade movie is Grown Ups.
Mm. That was my second guess.
And number one, the Rugrats movie.
What?
All right, it's pretty exciting. Kevin gets to start this final round. If there's a tie, we'll have a tiebreaker.
Is this game 1-0 to 0-0?
Kevin has two and everyone else is playing.
Okay.
Everyone else gets participant trophies.
Hotel Transylvania.
Kevin Kraft. Kevin James. Who's that?
Oh my God.
He's the guy that's popular enough to have his TV wife murdered.
Yep.
He was that guy that killed it in Hotel Transylvania 2.
Oh, is that your answer?
Ah, fuck it. Sure.
Kyle?
Oh no.
I gotta go Grown Ups.
Okay. Natalie?
Paul Blart? Mall Cop?
Ricky?
I'm gonna go with Hitch. That got an applause break.
All right, coming in at number three, Paul Blart Mall Cop. Natalie gets a point. Coming in at number two, Grown Ups. Point for Kyle. And coming in at number one, Hitch. Ricky just took it down.
Oh, sorry,
with 3 points.
Oh, thank you, Hitch. Woo! I did not see that coming. Thank you. Thank you, Will Smith.
Yeah, great job.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Where's Justin? Come get your prizes, Justin. You got to carry these three bags out of here.
Yeah, Justin.
Congratulations, dude.
Was that? Oh, there you go.
If you could do me a favor and spread all that out on the floor and take a picture of all of it, and then I need something to masturbate to. If you could send that along, I'd appreciate it.
Send that Patagonia vest.
Oh, it looks so soft. What a creep. So, Ricky, you won, so you go first. What do you got to plug? What's coming up? What can we look for you in?
Another period, season two, and nothing else. And my podcast with Doug about musicals.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you have a show? Starful and Oates have a show coming up?
Not really, no.
That's
just kind of nothing. Yeah.
No tour dates or anything?
Nothing, no.
What are you waiting for?
I took the summer off. Listen.
You know what Ricky time of year it is right movies. Now, right?
I know.
Sounds like you're taking now off as well.
I know. I meant to just take the... Listen, I don't know. I decided to try to get a life. It's been boring. I'm ready to not have one again. I'll just put it out
there. We can watch movies.
Yeah, there we go. Then I'll have a life.
Yeah. Do I go next, Doug?
Yes, please.
Well, there's a movie that I apparently star in called Battle of Sexes.
Yes!
That's playing in theaters right now, right down the street at the Arclight. You can check it out. Starts Emma Stone, Steve Carell. Who else? Sarah Silverman, yeah. Alan Cumming.
Everybody's great.
Myself.
From the directors of Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah.
And it's a real interesting slice of history, but it's also fun and funny, but also... super great to watch right now.
Hey, thanks,
with all this
Doug.
Shit happening to
nice.
Women. It's nice to see a very positive lady story that's way ahead of its
a
time.
A positive lady story.
Yeah.
That's the tagline.
Working time.
ahead of its time. Like, you know, like there's not even a woman taking on a man in some stupid thing like that.
Well, is there right any now. Other sport where women get pay parity like tennis? No, Billie Jean
modeling.
King.
Yeah, they made it happen.
the sport
of modeling.
Porn.
Yeah, women do make more in porn. Mm-hmm. That's a great point, Ricky.
And
do they really?
Than the
yeah.
men?
Oh yeah.
Yes. I
the
like
men are just like,
paid.
Oh, I'm yeah. gonna get.
But there's more women than there are men, I think, right? So the men get paid more.
No, the women no. get paid more.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the men just get a sandwich.
Yeah. The men are happy to be there.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, those ladies are attractive.
Yep.
Guess that's true.
Pretty sweet gig.
How much porn did you do background in, Doug?
I've held a boom mic over some porn activity, and it's weird. It's very weird.
He was in Peen Wolf.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, in my early days of living in Los Angeles, I would be like a PA on porn films. So I usually just had to set up the crudité for the performers. But every once in a while, they'd be like, "Here, hold this boom mic over these people who are 69ing." And I'd be like, "Oh, the Valley! What a crazy place." Kyle,
My show is
Mr.
called
Mr. Anderson.
Yes, sir. It's called Up All Afternoon. It's every weekdays, 4 in the East, 1 here in the West. Entertainment Weekly Radio, Sirius XM 105. It's me talking to people about pop culture stuff. It's a fun show.
Yeah, we got to find a show for me to recap with you every week.
I can't wait. Like, is there anything that you've been, outside of The Deuce, is there anything that you've been watching, Doug?
Yeah.
Have you been watching Mindhunter on Netflix?
I have trouble. Like, I've just like I'll start a Netflix show and I'll watch one episode, then I'll start another one, and then I it just keeps going, and I lose interest in all of them.
Okay.
I watched the first episode of American Vandal.
I watched that whole thing. I liked it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, I did. It gets better.
Oh, okay. Because the first episode like seemed very clever to me, but it also seemed like there's a whole series of this.
Yeah, there is. It's funny.
Okay.
They end up switching it up though. Like it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not 10 episodes.
They're better. I mean, I liked the first episode, but it just felt pretty self-contained. Like I was kind of surprised when it had a cliffhanger ending. I was like, oh, I thought this was gonna be like a different story every week. I thought it was more anthology style.
No. Nope. Yeah.
But that's TV. That's not movies.
True.
Yeah. So don't you dare bring it up ever again. even though it was me that brought it up. I want to watch that Meyerowitz Stories on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, and the Noah Baumbach
movie. Like Noah Baumbach and Ben Stiller and Adam Sandler and Dustin Hoffman. Seem like perfect to be all related to each other. So I'm into it. Kevin Kraft.
People can
Jason
hear me
Ellis
on the,
show.
Yeah, the Jason Ellis Show on Sirius XM channel 103, noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, and then the math for Eastern. And I also do a podcast
now,
called,
look, if you're torn between Kyle and Kevin during the day, because there is some overlap, both of their shows are available on demand.
That is true.
On the SiriusXM app.
It's a good app.
Yeah.
It is a good app.
And I also have a podcast called Mad Scientist Party Hour on the Riotcast Network.
What happens on that show?
Eating edibles, telling poop jokes, embarrassing stories from our lives that sometimes involve poop. General run-of-the-mill stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like the heavy emphasis on poop. And I just came from doing a show before this one that's called Stone Science, which is you do science stuff while high.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. I don't know if it counts as science, but we tried to put ants into an ant farm.
That's science.
And it did not go well.
Did you get bit?
Bit?
By the ants.
No, they were. The trouble was they were ants that were too small for an ant farm. You need to get more of those hardy ants. Like, these ants were like, fuck this ant farm.
They can have our cookies.
Oh, no. Yeah. Do you think ants have a little bit of sadness when something sugary is also stale? Or do you think they just go right through it as if it's nobody's biz?
No, they feel sadness 10 times their weight.
Yeah. That's right. Phoenix, Doug Loves Movies is going to be a stand-up live on October 28th at 4:20. And this was a lot of fun. Thank you for being here, audience. And thank you to my guests, Ricky Lindholm, Natalie Morales, Kyle Anderson, and Kevin Kraft. As always, I don't know what order to read these in. People who go to Portland instead of seeing Doug Loves Movies are a shithead. So that just sounds like some sort of personal shit. I don't know where this came from. Maybe there's something new in the news I haven't caught up with. Sweden is a shithead. This person's just tired of neutral countries. And then this is a strong finish. Nazis are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.